I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Lost in translation. That's what some are saying about racially coded language by President Barack Obama. An online article about what that very topic is drawing major attention on the web. And for more, we turn to Jeffrey Bennett. He is the digital producer for News and Notes. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, Tony.
So what is it that black and non-black people hear differently when they listen to President Obama?
Well, according to Politico.com, reporter Nia Malika Henderson. She says, quote, "On matters of racial identity, many in the African-American community say Obama benefits from what's known as dog whistle politics. His language, mannerisms, and symbols resonate deeply with his black supporters, even as the references largely sail over the heads of white audiences," end quote. So those words come from Henderson's article, which is gaining traction both on Twitter and the larger blogosphere. It's titled, "Blacks and Whites Hear Obama Differently." And here's a clip of a situation which Henderson references when President Obama visited Ben's Chili Bowl in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. So that might have been a little hard to hear. So that was Obama responding to the cashier who asked if he wanted his change back, and he said, "No, we straight." But that ended up in the official White House pool report as, "No, we're straight," which technically is what he said, but it's not really what he said.
It has a different connotation altogether.
Yeah, so people versed in the culture know the difference. And so that's a really interesting piece, which is linked. The link can be found on our website.
Is that really the only example of that? Maybe the fist bump was another one.
Yeah, the fist bump, what some call his swagger as he gets on and off Air Force One and walks to the White House. I think black people and people, as I said, people who are versed in the culture see things differently in those sort of situations than people who aren't.
Now, are people complaining about this, or are they just noticing that there are signals, verbal and nonverbal, that they're having to interpret from a black president?
I would say that's the case. Not so much complaints, but noticing that there is a difference and talking about those.
Yeah, well, of course there is. I mean, and black people have had to learn to interpret signals from mainstream folks for a long time.
That's right.
But now the tables are sort of reversed, right. And it is something, I guess, that could be considered a little shocking to the system if you don't know quite what people mean.
Right. A reversal of the privilege, perhaps.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of putting it. We'll follow up on that. Now, sticking with politics, the question of who is in charge of the GOP has been big in the news lately. We just did that in the top of the show today. What is the consensus online?
Well, in some ways, the consensus is there is no consensus, right? So here's a sample of what some of our network of bloggers are saying. So on the blog Homeland Colors, he writes, "Rush Limbaugh has never been elected to any office. He's the right-wing, angry version of Howard Stern." And on the blog Political Season, there's this about Michael Steele. "Solving problems ought to be the measure of relevance for black conservatives. Efficacy in the service of the black community and of our country in general should be the standard. Unless moderate Republicans begin to take control of their party, the party will go the way of the Whigs." And on Black Snob, she writes, "I've watched Michael Steele and his efforts to rebrand the RNC, and this may be the only time that I ever say this in the history of mankind, but Rush Limbaugh is right when he says your job is to figure out how to get Republicans elected, not to go on a lengthy media award tour."
Well, she has an interesting point. And you know something else that Rush Limbaugh said, that he wasn't pulling it off very well in terms of being a talk show star.
Yeah.
He may have had a point there as well.
That's true.
All right. And what other stories have the attention of the so-called black blogosphere this week?
Well, the economy as always, but aside from those, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal admitting that he fabricated a story he recounted in his rebuttal to President Obama's congressional address. Reports that singers Chris Brown and Rihanna have reconciled and are back together. That's big on some of the entertainment blogs. And Tavis Smiley's 10th annual State of the Black Union, which we'll have more about coming up on the show.
All right, so a lot of stuff going on, right?
That's right.
All right, Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News and Notes, joining me here in the studios of NPR West. Jeffrey, thank you very much.
Thank you.